Now, the music will go on. That's the message from the friends and family of one of Kent's leading jazz enthusiasts who passed away last week. Yesterday, police in Dover had to stop traffic so his funeral procession could make its way through the town. Robert Bodbol's cortege was led by a New Orleans-style band and horses. Our reporter Siobhan Tai was there.
A trad jazz band led the way. Two black horses followed, pulling the glass coffin, and hundreds of people walked behind. This was the scene yesterday in Dover, and crowds were there to remember Bod, a real trad jazz fanatic, so much so he named his Dover pub after one of the greats, Louis Armstrong. His friends George Webb and Laurie Chesko.
Bod was a great, friendly man, big man, beard, very wonderful sense of humour, but he didn't suffer fools gladly. He would tell you off a bit quick, but he was a very generous man.
Oh, I remember him as a very, very nice man who did a very lot of good things for jazz. He employed bands down here. He paid the maximum amount of money he could pay, which is a lot of people in jazz don't do that. A small pub, he wasn't in it for money, he was in it for love, and that's a wonderful thing.
Do you think this pub was unique in East Kent?
Absolutely, it was unique in the whole of Kent, I should think.
And friends believe the music will continue at the Louis Armstrong. Bod grew up in Dover in the house next door to the pub. His wife Jackie says he was a real character.
I think when I first knew him in Dover back in, well, probably the late 50s, he would go around, he had a full beard, long red hair, duffel coat and no shoes. And I mean, it started there and went on from there, I think. No, he was a very single-minded man. Didn't tolerate fools very lightly. Sometimes not intelligent people, he didn't tolerate very lightly either. But he spoke his mind. I think he was renowned for saying some quite outrageous things to people who had upset him quite unintentionally.
I remember him as a great friend. I always enjoyed inviting him down to my house for our parties because he loved the drink, he loved all the crowd. He was a very, very good social bloke. But without his help and Jackie's help, jazz could never have developed here on the South Coast.
Having said that, it wasn't music, it was trad jazz. He, you know, pop music he didn't like. Classical music he could tolerate, but his whole life was jazz.
Bod's real name was Robert Bowles. He died aged 70 after a long illness. He leaves behind his wife Jackie, his two daughters, three grandchildren, and hundreds of friends. Siobhan Tai, BBC Radio Kent, in Dover.
I love that New Orleans style jazz, don't you? Absolutely fantastic. And I suppose it's good stuff for a funeral, I think. 28 minutes past 8 is a...
As much as a funeral.